Mexican immigrants in the U.S. have long participated in their country's financial future by sending money home to their families. Now, many want to participate in their country's political future, too. Carrie Kahn of member station KQED reports on the political campaign of a Mexican-American man who lives in Southern California.
On a recent campaign stop at an Orange County restaurant, Manuel de la Cruz works the crowd. But this is no regular political pit stop. De la Cruz isn't running for office in the United States. He's campaigning for a seat in Mexico's Congress. Most of the people he's shaking hands with this evening can't even vote for him. Mexico doesn't allow absentee voting. But that doesn't stop the affable 54-year-old Mexican immigrant from making promises and raising campaign cash. At this stop, he hopes to raise at least $2,000 to pay for his traveling expenses to immigrant communities in the U.S. De la Cruz is running for one of the 200 at-large seats up for grabs under Mexico's proportional representation system. His name is on a list compiled by his party, the Democratic Revolutionary Party, or PRD. His political fate is tied to how well the party does. Supporter Armando Garcia has lived in Los Angeles for 20 years and says while he can't vote, he told his family in Mexico to support De La Cruz's party.
At a minimum, I think I've talked 60 people into voting back home. I think that's a lot better than just me casting my one lone vote.
This kind of political influence by Mexican immigrants has become increasingly important in recent years. 4 years ago, Mexicans regained voting and other rights they had to renounce when they became naturalized citizens of other countries. That opening has inspired several immigrants to join the Mexican political fray, pushing the democratic lessons learned in the North. De La Cruz is one of six U.S. residents vying for Mexican congressional posts on Sunday.
33 años tenemos casados. Tenemos cuatro hijos.
In the L.A. town of Norwalk, De La Cruz proudly shows off the modest home where he's raised all four of his U.S.-born children. He became a U.S. citizen nearly a decade ago, but he says despite his strong ties to Southern California, his heart remains in Mexico. As an immigrant, he says he knows the struggles of his fellow countrymen.
Nadando, brincando alambres, en cajuelas.
I did it all. I swam, I jumped over border fences, got stuffed in car trunks. I've done it all the stories you hear that immigrants have to do to make it to the United States.
He and other immigrant candidates say if elected, they will fight to get expatriates the right to cast absentee ballots in future Mexican elections. De La Cruz also wants to get better consular services in the U.S. and try to lower the fees immigrants pay when they wire money home to relatives. Gaspar Rivera Salgada is an expert on Mexican immigration. The University of Southern California professor says Mexico's political parties are working overtime to strengthen their ties with immigrant communities in the U.S.
Because they're seen as a way of the future. Not only they're providing huge amounts of money back in Mexico, but also they're viewed as possible important political actors for the future of Mexico.
But in the U.S., advocates for stricter immigration policies say what may be good for the future of Mexico may not be good for this country. Steve Camarada of the Center for Immigration Studies says conflicts of interest are inevitable when one person has civic responsibilities in two countries.
So a person is an American citizen, he's supposed to act politically in a way that's best for his fellow Americans. But if he's also a Mexican citizen and active in that country's politics, including running for office there, then he's supposed to be acting in the best interest of Mexican citizens. Well, those two things are not necessarily compatible.
Candidate Manuel de la Cruz says he's not conflicted at all. He says Mexico and his fellow immigrants need him more than California does.
No podemos sentarnos en Estados Unidos tranquilamente.
How can I relax in my home in the United States and watch a good TV program with the air conditioning running? Well, I know that at the border, immigrants are dying in the desert trying to get out of Mexico and find a better life. I'll keep fighting for them, and later, I'll keep fighting for others, too.
De La Cruz will find out on Sunday if he'll get the chance to keep up the fight. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Kahn.